It is rare when she does not thrash and cry in her sleep. Her eyes look lost. "I'm so very sorry," I say to her with my eyes. "I'm sorry I am not good like the rest of the family." "Chu visited us a few weeks ago," Ma says. "She was able to get permission slips to visit every other month now. She said the old Mei Bong was taken away by soldiers and the new one is nice. She tells the new Mei Bong she has a younger sister at this camp living with another family. Being a cook, she is able to sneak rice out of the kitchen and dry it in the sun. She brought us a feast the last time she came." I flinch with shame as Ma's voice trails off. I cannot listen anymore. I did not bring Ma and Gek anything. I am tormented by the knowledge of how much my family is willing to sacrifice for each other. If Chu gets caught sneaking food, she will be severely punished, but she risks it. Keem stole corn for us and was brutally beaten. Ma was assaulted trying to get Gek a bit of chicken meat. I have done nothing. I look at Gek and choke back my sadness. She was so beautiful when we lived in Phnom Penh. She was everyone's favorite. Her big brown eyes were always so full of life. She had two of the world's rosiest, chubbiest cheeks, which no one could keep from touching. Now she has lost all her color. Her face is sunken and hollow. There is always sadness and hunger in her eyes. I stole her food, and now I'm letting her starve.
"A lot has happened since you left."
Ma's voice brings me back. My eyes stay on Gek. She does not talk anymore. She is so thin, it is as if her body is eating itself up. Her skin is pale yellow, her teeth rotten or missing. Still, she is beautiful, because she is good and pure. Looking at her makes me want to die inside. When the sun falls behind the hut, it is time for me to leave. The camp is a few hours' walk and I need to reach it before dark. Ma and Gek walk to the road to see me off. With Gek hanging onto her leg, Ma takes me into her arms. She smells of sour body odor and dirt. My hands hang awkwardly to my side as I lift my face from her breasts and push myself away. "I'm not a baby," I mutter, and try to smile. Ma nods her head, her eyes red and brimming with tears. Bending down, I lay my hand on Gek's head. Her hair is fine and soft. Gently, I smooth out the strands that stick up in the air. Then I quickly turn and walk away. They are both crying. I walk away not knowing when I will see them again. Though I long to be with them, being with them brings back too many memories of my family, of Cave, of Pa.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.